5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. We are going to be talking about two case updates involving two missing person stories that we have covered in the past. The first update story will be covering the story of Michael Monkey Vaughn out of Idaho. And then we have a second update for you today on the case of Jimmy J. Lee out of Mississippi. On the evening of July 27th, 2021, little Michael Vaughn, also known as Monkey, left his home in Fruitland, Idaho, to visit some neighbors and see if he could find someone to come out and play with him. But Michael was only 5 years old, and his dad didn't even know that he had walked out of the house. By the time he had realized it, he started looking all over for Michael. Eventually, he discovered what Michael was doing when a neighbor told him that Michael had knocked on their door to see if their little boy could come out and play. Searches for Michael turned up no sign of the boy after that. It was simply as if Michael walked down their street, knocked on a few doors, and then vanished. Detectives would uncover some clues, however. In November of 2022, almost a year and a half later, police searched the residence of Sarah Wondra, who lived with her husband, Stacy, on Red Wing Street. That's about a four-minute walk from Michael's home, and they would excavate their backyard. Before the search was over, they arrested Sarah and charged her with felony failure to report a death in Michael's disappearance. Sarah was found unfit to stand trial, but remains in custody today on unrelated charges. But then the case of Monkey Vaughn went quiet again, and everyone was wondering if Sarah did indeed know more or if this had been completely a false lead. However, in October of 2025, Stacy Wondra, Sarah's husband, was charged with first-degree murder and second-degree kidnapping in Michael's case. Details are starting to trickle out regarding what happened to Michael Vaughn that summer evening. But we don't have all the answers yet, and we still don't know where is Michael Vaughn. Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Michael Vaughn's story today, an update on the ongoing case of the missing five-year-old boy from Fruitland, Idaho. We first covered Monkey's story a few years ago, and it's definitely a case I have followed very closely over the years. Monkey was only 5 years old, and he seemed to just kind of vanish in thin air, in daylight, in his own neighborhood. Now, this episode will be a little bit different as we are revisiting his disappearance and bringing you some case updates that were just released days ago. As of the recording of this, November 2025, I'll share what we do know, but keep in mind this is an evolving and developing case as we speak. There will be more updates coming, and I will be keeping everyone updated regularly over on our social media pages. Now, let's review the case of Michael Vaughn. Michael Joseph Vaughn was born on June 24th, 2016. He would live his first few years with his family in Fruitland, Idaho. Now, Michael was described by his family as energetic, curious, a bright child. He loved space, the moon, and stars, and was often fascinated with the night sky. He was known by his nickname of Monkey, and Monkey loved everyone. He was very outgoing, and he was known to be super friendly with everyone he met. He enjoyed playing with other kids, and he really enjoyed being outside. The disappearance and the search for Michael. On the evening of July 27th, 2021, Michael was home playing while his father was in another room ordering food and tending to his younger sister. When his father returned to check on him, Michael was gone. Michael's father began immediately searching for his five-year-old son, and after not finding him in a few minutes' time, he started knocking on neighbors' doors to see if anyone had seen him. He was panicked. One of the neighbors told him that Michael had knocked on their door just a little bit ago, asking if their young son could come out and play. They had told Michael no, they were getting ready for dinner, and they thought Michael went home from there. But Michael never made it back to his house. Eventually, his father had to make that heart-wrenching decision to call the authorities and report his son missing and get some help. He also had to make that difficult call to Michael's mom, who was at work. She immediately left her job and rushed home. Despite an immediate and extensive search by police, neighbors, and volunteers, including the use of drones, canine dogs, and dive teams, no trace of Michael was found. As time went on, investigators developed leads that suggested foul play to them. Now, we aren't privy to what all of those leads are, although we will certainly be learning more in the coming months for sure. In 2022, a year after Michael vanished, police searched a nearby property on Red Wing Street where they believed Michael's remains might have been buried. Despite excavating the entire backyard, no remains were recovered. Several people of interest were publicly named at that time, and an arrest would be made. During this search of the property, investigators used ground-penetrating radar, brought in heavy equipment, truly believing that Michael's remains were there. They excavated parts of the yard for several days, collecting evidence, but ultimately they did not find Michael's body. Police stated that the information leading them to the home came from very credible leads and that other individuals were believed to have been involved. They did not believe whatever happened to Michael was the work of one person. In November of 2022, it was Sarah Wondra who was arrested. It was her home on Red Wing Street that had been searched, and she was charged with failure to report a death. Sarah Wondra was later declared mentally unfit to stand trial, and she was committed to a state hospital for evaluation and treatment. The charges against Sarah would eventually be dropped, although Sarah would go on to be incarcerated on unrelated charges. While we thought we were so close to answers, the case would go quiet from there until 3 years later, until October of 2025. The arrest of Stacy Wondra. Before we dive in to the Wondras, let me clarify, this can be a little bit confusing. Stacy is Sarah Wondra's husband. Sarah was the woman arrested in 2022 and charged with concealing a death. Her husband, Stacy, was not charged with anything at that time. And back in 2022, there were no additional arrests made either. So we fast forward to 2025. We finally have movement in the case. And this time, a different Wondra is arrested. On October 31st, 2025, the Payette County Prosecutor's Office announced that Stacy Wondra, aged 33, was formally charged with first-degree murder, second-degree kidnapping, and destruction of evidence in relation to Michael Vaughn's disappearance. The statement by the prosecutor noted that despite these charges being filed and the confidence they had to move forward with pursuing these charges, Michael's body has not yet been located. Stacy Wondra appeared in an Arizona courtroom on October 31st and waived his right to an extradition hearing. He is currently, as of the recording of this, November 2025, awaiting extradition back to Idaho. Stacy was in federal prison in Arizona on unrelated weapons charges that dated back to 2022. And perhaps this is why authorities were not in any hurry to bring any charges at that time. Both Stacy Wondra and Sarah Wondra were incarcerated from unrelated charges. And as I mentioned earlier, Sarah Wondra's charges from 2022 were dropped and she has not yet been recharged. There were also two other men living in the home with them at the time that have also been named as persons of interest. Now, Sarah Wondra's mental health has come into question a lot. However, in one interview, she did make remarks about Michael Vaughn and stated that at least one of those other men in the home helped her husband. Helped him what? Well, as the public, we don't know that yet. Extradition paperwork was filed in Arizona on November 2nd, 2025. They will have 30 days to get Stacy back to Idaho, and then the proceedings will begin. Through this process, we will definitely learn more about what evidence authorities have on the Wondras. However, I just can't help but be heartbroken over this entire situation. Michael was only 5 years old, and he left behind a devastated family. What happened to little Monkey Vaughn in 2021? Authorities are moving forward with charges against Stacy, and they are still searching for Monkey. They are also still seeking any evidence or any witnesses who may have information about Monkey or about Stacy or Sarah Wondra. Michael is described as a Caucasian male. He was about 3 feet 6 inches tall, and he weighed around 50 pounds when he was last seen. Of course, he was only 5 years old. He has blonde hair and blue eyes. He was wearing a light blue Minecraft t-shirt, black boxer shorts, and flip-flops. If you do have any information on the case of Michael Monkey Vaughn, please contact the Fruitland Police Department at 208-642-6006 or via email at findmichael@fruitland.org. Again, Michael's case is just now getting ramped up with these charges against Stacy Wondra, so we will be keeping a very close eye on what happens from here on out. All of those updates will be posted in real time over on our social media pages. Those links can be found in the show notes. Jimmy J. Lee was a recent college graduate in the summer of 2022. Jimmy, who friends and family called Jay, was living his best life. He was performing at a local drag club, which despite being a bit controversial in Mississippi, Jay loved what he was doing and he was confident. He loved being on stage and putting on a show. He loved the attention, the pomp and circumstance of it all. And most of all, he loved his fellow performers, actors, and everyone involved behind the scenes. Jay was also possibly in a relationship with a young man by the name of Sheldon Timothy Harrington Jr., who went by Timothy. Timothy was also a former Ole Miss college student. But things might not have been going that well between the two. And in July of 2022, Jay Lee would vanish under mysterious circumstances, and suspicion almost immediately fell toward Timothy. In fact, there would be a court battle in the future for Timothy regarding Jaylee's case. But that court trial ended in a mistrial. And just months after that difficult court battle took place, Jaylee's remains would be found in a wooded gully in Carroll County, Mississippi, a known illegal dumping area, which is about 1.5 hours from Oxford, Mississippi, where both Timothy and Jaylee resided. A gold necklace with Jaylee's name on it was found near the remains. Now, we have found Jaylee, but the court trials and the search for justice for Jaylee are not over yet. Jaylee had graduated from Forest Hills High School in Jackson, Mississippi, and was excited to study social work while in college. He wanted to help others, and that was apparent in almost every aspect of his life while attending Ole Miss. In 2022, Jaylee had recently finished up the year at the university. In fact, he had graduated on May 7th with a bachelor's degree. He graduated early with a degree in social work, and he graduated with honors. Jaylee's plan was to continue his education and work towards his master's degree. But Jaylee wasn't just super smart. He was also very beloved and very well known on campus by everyone. He was a proud member of the LGBTQ community, and he was a mentor to those with less confidence. Many people speak of how Jaylee was able to give them the confidence or the boost they needed to be who they are. Jaylee loved everyone and supported everyone. Jay was also very active in fundraisers on campus, including one he was planning to work the last day he was seen. This was a local drive for baby food and formula for young mothers and those in need. This was during the baby formula shortage that many areas in the U.S. were experiencing. Jaylee was also known to be very musically inclined as well, and he loved to sing, often incorporating singing and dancing within his acts. His favorite artists were Ariana Grande, Rihanna, and Beyoncé. Jaylee was also known to be an animal lover, and he loved his dog Lexi, who he often took everywhere with him. The disappearance. In the early morning hours of July 8th, 2022, Jay and Timothy Harrington were messaging back and forth on Facebook Messenger. It seemed that they may have been in a relationship, although the extent of which we really don't know. After texting back and forth for a while, Jay would then head over to Timothy's place. At 6:04 a.m., Jay messaged Timothy that he was at his front door and asked him to open up. Jaylee's digital footprint would end there. In fact, Jaylee wouldn't be seen or heard from again. Jay was instantly missed by his friends. His disappearance was noticed right away. He is the type of person who is extremely social with everyone. If anyone calls or texts him, he answers immediately no matter what he is doing. And he is someone whose absence is well felt when he's not there. When family and friends tried to track him down and they were unsuccessful, everyone immediately grew panicked. This was not like Jay, not at all. And to make matters worse, it was his mother's birthday. Knowing that he didn't even call her on her birthday, something that Jay would never have forgotten, sent everyone trying desperately to track him down. However, some suspicious evidence would come to light very early in the investigation. On the morning Jaylee disappeared, security footage showed Jaylee leaving his apartment and then arriving at Timothy's apartment. A few days after his disappearance, his car, a 2014 Black Ford Fusion, was found abandoned at another apartment complex. Jaylee's digital footprint was analyzed, and seeing the correspondence between him and Timothy Harrington immediately drew suspicion towards Timothy. In fact, Timothy Harrington was arrested about 2 weeks after Jaylee's disappearance, and he was indicted on capital murder charges. Court battle number one, justice for Jay Lee. On October 11th, 2024, a judge declared Jay Lee legally dead, citing that he had underwent a catastrophic event and his absence could not be explained despite diligent searches. The capital murder trial against Timothy Harrington began in December of 2024. This trial brought many things to light in the case against Timothy. Prosecutors alleged that Jay Lee and Timothy had a sexual encounter hours before Jay Lee vanished, and that Timothy shortly afterwards conducted internet searches like, quote, how long it takes to strangle someone, end quote, and noted that Jay Lee's last text messages, last correspondence at all, really, was to Timothy Harrington. Allegations also included that Harrington lured Lee under false pretenses to his apartment and that the internet searches by Harrington suggested foreknowledge of harm, meaning he pre-planned this. Shortly after Timothy's arrest and charges, a search warrant had also been executed for Timothy's place, and not only Timothy's apartment, but his parents' home as well, and some disturbing facts would be learned. First, and maybe the most damning, a video was discovered that showed Timothy taking a shovel and a wheelbarrow from his parents' home the day that Jay Lee vanished. Then it was learned that he had borrowed a box truck from his place of employment, also that same day. Later, surveillance footage of Timothy was found from that morning that Jay had disappeared, specifically at 6:41 a.m. This was at a Walmart that was less than a mile from Timothy's apartment. And Timothy was seen purchasing, of all things, duct tape. But after 2 weeks of testimony, the trial against Timothy Harrington would end in a mistrial due to a deadlocked jury. One juror voted against convicting Timothy because there was no body. Now, this is what prosecutors fear the most in a no-body case and why they often hold back until they have as much evidence as possible. The jury vote in this case was 11-1. Only one juror refused to convict, and that threw the whole trial into a mistrial. After that happened, prosecutors were quick to say they will refile charges against Timothy. And unbelievably, just weeks after that mistrial, Jay Lee's remains were found. Court trial number two, justice for Jay Lee. In February of 2025, human remains were found by a hunter in a wooded gully area in Carroll County, Mississippi. This area was known to be an illegal dumping area. It's about a 1.5 hour drive from Oxford, Mississippi. Near the remains, a gold necklace was found with Jay Lee's name on it. DNA analysis would also go on to confirm those remains did indeed belong to Jay Lee. The coroner later ruled the cause and manner of death as undetermined because the remains were skeletal and lacked any soft tissue or definitive trauma evidence. Prosecutors did refile charges against Timothy Harrington as they had promised, and they will pursue these capital murder charges once again. After some hearings were held, it was determined that a change of venue was necessary to find an impartial jury in this case. Jury selection will happen in Madison County, Mississippi, and after that takes place, the trial will return to Lafayette County for the proceedings. The new trial is scheduled to begin December 1st, 2025. While prosecutors stand firm in their belief that Timothy Harrington murdered Jay Lee, they have also stated they will not be seeking the death penalty. Of course, I'll be following this trial very closely as we are just weeks, days away at this point. Remembering Jay Lee. Jay Lee was such an inspiration to so many people, and the community has vowed to continue to remember Jay Lee and what he stood for. He impacted so many people. The Justice for Jay Lee movement, started by Jay's friends, has organized events, they've organized social media campaigns, and they have held monthly gatherings to keep his story alive and raise awareness about both his disappearance and his death. There is a monthly drag dance event, Code Pink, held in Oxford. This is an event in which Jay himself used to perform at. And there they have a memorial table set up with a graduation photo of Jay Lee and a sign that states Justice for Jay Lee. The Oxford Police Department has also pledged to post a monthly reminder on the 8th of each month until justice is served for Jay. During the 2025 Oxford Pride celebrations, Justice for Jay Lee was named the Honorary Grand Marshal, reflecting how Jay's legacy continues in the LGBTQ community and beyond. It's so important to remember that Jay Lee impacted so many people's lives in his short 20 years, and everyone is fighting for justice, and everyone continues to remember Jay Lee. Hopefully, we are on the brink of closing this case and moving forward with a positive outlook on Jay Lee and just remembering and celebrating who he was. Thank you for tuning in to these two brief case updates today. Keep an eye on our socials. These cases are far from over, and updates will surely be forthcoming soon. I would expect in the coming weeks we will have an update on each of these cases. You can find the links to our social media accounts in the show notes, or you can always just search for the Where Are They podcast. As a reminder, you can continue to support our show by following us, by subscribing, or even joining us over on Patreon. Our Patreon is where you'll find all of our regular episodes ad-free and some bonus episodes as well. The monies raised over there enable us to pay it forward to the families of the missing. And in December, we will be selecting a charity in honor of Jay Lee. If you have any additional case suggestions or story feedback for us, please reach out via the socials or email me anytime at canwefindthem@gmail.com. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons story. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.